Right, just pop you in for a quick chat. It's my old mate, Mr. Cox. How are you, pal?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Fursey. How are you doing?
I'm superb. Now, you've been on a few times before for all of the show, but today it's just a quick chat to tell us about an upcoming gig that you're promoting.
It is, yeah, and thank you very much for having me on to chat about it, mate. On Thursday, October the 17th, moving away from Felixstowe, but not too far, into Ipswich at the Baths, we've got the wonderful Porridge coming along to play with support from French Nancy, and this time it's all in aid of mental health charity Mind.
Superb. Now, they're a band that's not really known to people, but we think that in the future they will be. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they released their album to some good reviews earlier on this year. They've been playing Glastonbury and a few other festivals and that, and I know their sort of fan base has grown a lot. I mean, this has been in the making since around April, May time. So it was a little bit of a punt. I kind of thought across the summer and the festivals, I thought, you know, they're going to get a little bit bigger. They've just released a single with Metronomy, who are maybe more well-known sort of like in the electronica kind of like world of music. Their stakes are growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I bought tickets along with my
awesome
gig mates, Neil and Hammy,
were all coming. Appreciate
now,
that.
Now, initially, you know, you got a mate doing some things. We like music, so we go and we support, and that's what you do. I've done that for Brown Horse.
Yep. It
wasn't one of your gigs, but we've been promising and promising and promising to do a gig together for a long time.
We had.
The stars aligned, so we went. And do you know what? In my end of year review, I wouldn't be surprised if that album of theirs is my best album of the year.
Really? Amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. When they announced that they were playing at the Smokehouse, which again is another excellent venue, very tiny, a bit like being in somebody's living room. But I immediately thought of you and I thought, oh, I reckon you'd be into this with your sort of like love of country and western and that. And given they're a young band, they sort of like hit the right sort of Americana notes, really, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I'm now following them on all the social medias. Well, not all of them, I don't do the younger ones. They're still doing some gigs, but they're coming towards the end of this year, and hopefully they're going to do some more local gigs.
Brilliant.
The next year, I would go again, even if it's travelling to Norwich, I'd go.
Yeah, me too. I must admit, I was really gutted because they played at Brighton Corners Festival, and I think they were one of the first ones on at the Baths in Ipswich.
Yeah.
This year, and we just didn't make it in time, so I was really disappointed. But yeah, certainly ones to watch for the future, I think.
Yeah. So Porridge, P-O-R-I-J.
Yep.
Now, you were talking to young Sam, just opened up a salmon shop in town, weren't you?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And you were mixing it up with Porridge the sitcom, I believe, weren't you?
Well, yeah, we just sort of, because I had to explain to him how it was spelt, and he said, oh yeah, not like the old 60s, 70s sitcom. I was like, no, not that one. I was like, who's the main actor in that? And we were both sort of sat there scratching our heads.
I saw that and I was like, oh my God, I'm actually friends with people that don't know that Ronnie Barker. Yeah.
As soon as I Googled it, I was like, yeah, I should have known that.
So why did you get involved in promoting?
It's just something that I've always been keen on doing. Well, I say it's something that I've always been keen on doing. I wish in all honesty that I could be in a band. But I have about as much musical talent in my bones as that bin that I'm looking at over there. I thought, what other ways can I get involved? And I've done a bit of managing a band and that, and then I thought, well, it'd be good to put some stuff on like locally, try and get some bands down here that might not necessarily come this way to Suffolk, see if we can sort of start building up on that live music scene and getting people coming around on tours and stuff. So I thought, well, I don't really want to do it for money, so let's see if we can raise some cash. And was very, very fortunate to get some sponsorship from Astral Global Logistics, a local firm. I was really chuffed that they were able to sort of like say, do you know what, you know, do do what you like and raise money for whoever. So done a couple of gigs previously, one raising money for the Anthony Nolan Trust, another one for The Outhouse, which is an LGBTQ plus charity based in Colchester. And as I say, this one's for Mind. Quite close to my heart, sort of like the mental health kind of side of things. Music for me is probably a really good outlet. You know, whether you're feeling a little bit down, music can either help you stay down or it can bring you up. It can put you in a, you know, it can put you in any sort of like frame of mind, but also support you through times of like hardship and sorrow. So, well, yeah.
If we're talking about music to lift your mood, I won't play any Smiths for the
remainder of the show. No. Although I'm sure some would absolutely say that, you know, their heckles on the neck, back of their neck start, you know, when they sort of hear Morrissey start singing. But no.
Yeah. So you do this under the guise of Dirty Mangoes, don't you?
That's
Dirty
right.
Mango or Dirty Mangoes?
Dirty Mangoes.
Dirty Mangoes.
Yeah. And the name came about, I initially started off as mixtape, but the graphics which I had for that was literally my face, cartoon face, going round and round. And for the whole sort of 4 hours up at La Vida, I was kind of like, no, I can't be dealing with this. And then my missus, she likes all of like George Clark and that sort of thing, you know, the old fixer-upper house programs and stuff, and I wasn't watching that. Messing around, so I can't stand him. But I was doing something on my phone and I just sort of overheard him speaking to this lady who created fabrics, I think it was, and he was saying, oh, that's a strange color, and she said, yeah, there was some mix up in the process or whatever, and she said, we called it Dirty Mango. So I was like, ah, that sounds like a good name for an event.
Duran Duran got their name from the 1968 film Barbarella,
right?
And you got your gig name from a rubbish reality program.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if I could make the money of Duran Duran,
so your stuff you do in Felix though is out of La Vida, isn't it?
Yep.
You've done two. When's the third one coming?
So there won't be anything until the new year. I would have liked to have got another one in, but you know, they're sort of fully booked with a lot of other good stuff that's going on, so you know, can't complain too much of that. But actually the first one will be on Saturday the 1st of February. If the stars align, it just so happens to coincide with Independent Music Venue Week.
Oh, brilliant.
The guys at La Vida, they've applied to be part of that. We're just kind of like waiting to see whether that application is accepted, and if it is, hopefully that'll sort of like help promote their venue sort of by being involved, but B, might entice some quite good acts down.
Yeah,
some different acts. Yeah,
now, I've just looked at my calendar on my phone and I've got nothing on the day before that day or the day after, so I'll put that in my calendar.
Brilliant.
Okay, because I've been promising to come, but the gods haven't been kind.
No,
you should come to this one.
A busy man.
Well, we all are, ain't
we,
Coxie?
We certainly are.
So, I did say we're going to be chatting for 2 minutes. We're now 8 minutes and 41 seconds. So, Porridge, how do people get tickets for this?
So, if they head over to Dice FM, they should be able to find tickets by putting in Porridge, P-O-R-I-J. It's their only current gig that's on there, so you shouldn't go too far wrong. Or head over to Dirty Mangoes Events on Instagram, where the link's in the bio. And I'm a little bit lazy, but you've got Mixtape FXT on Facebook, which again the links will be on those pages as well.
What's the name of that group?
I need to have a look at it, or have somebody have a look at it. I'm a little bit IT deficient, shall I say. it's pure laziness more than anything else.
But if you get on Facebook, my Facebook, Cox's Facebook, you'll find it. And he hasn't let me down yet in any of his gigs, so let's see.
Fingers crossed for this one. I don't want you reporting negatively on this one, please.
No, I think it will tick all the boxes.
It should be good fun, yeah, definitely.
Nice one. Well, thanks for coming in, mate, and best of luck, and let's hope we can sell a few more tickets for you.
Cheers for having me, mate. Thank you.
No worries.